We've been giving away a lot of tickets to that guy and his band, Steve Miller and Journey and Def Leppard.
It's what we do.
We got a bunch more. Keep listening. Your chance to win coming up when you least expect it.
Really?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So like 2:30 in the morning when your cat wakes you up. Hey, you know what? I bet they're giving away tickets right now.
Sure,
tune in.
I'm bummed about this weather.
I love it. Isn't
sure
it great?
Super bummed.
Woo! Let me ask you a question. Pouring rain.
Yeah. I was wondering this. Mm-hmm. When you were a kid, mm-hmm. did you spend much time outside?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was always outside.
What?
Until I hit puberty and discovered the couch and food. But as a little kid, oh, my God, I was
because my assumption was
always out.
I was always outside, too. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't like it when it rains, because
I loved it when it rained in the desert. Yeah, I still did. I was out. It was pouring rain, and I'd be outside with my dog running around in the desert.
No, that theory is completely gone.
I was a really weird little kid. I always have. I love the rain. I love it. Love it.
Not a fan. On today's show, we mm-hmm. are going to do Gimme Five.
Nice. And it's going to be rock stars that have passed. I don't think we've ever done R.I.P. rock stars.
R.I.P. stars?
So many, yeah. I mean, I don't have to say, you know, too young. All of them are too young. So
sure.
Just, you know, your favorite no longer with us rock star.
We are going to talk about hydroplaning.
That is the scariest feeling.
And why that's the coolest feeling.
So you do like the rain. You can't usually hydroplane except in the rain.
It's something about it. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about
okay,
it.
All
There's
right.
something about it that's really fun. Baffling to me.
Yeah.
Yes,
that
fun.
Is weird.
Yeah. People are dumb on the way.
Right.
And shopping for antiques is going to take on a whole new
I saw this one.
Meaning for you.
Oh, dear.
When you hear this story.
I don't want that antique back, sir.
Plus, we have tickets for tonight's LA Kings versus the Columbus Blue Jackets.
That's right. If you can go tonight, it is tonight. You have to go out in the rain tonight. And
we're saying tonight.
It's tonight. So don't try unless you can. But be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. And they have to...
We'll do some hockey slang. And if you can answer, you can go tonight.
So good luck, 818-955-KLOS, be caller 25. But only if you can go for sure tonight. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, Kings ticket?
Yes, we have a little slang for you. What is a forecheck?
Forecheck is when you hold your stick with both hands across... horizontal to your body. And you
no,
can,
I'm sorry. That's checking.
That's actually foreskin, but thanks for calling.
No, I'm sorry. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm caller 25.
Close enough.
26.
The last guy was cross-checking. Yeah. That's what he was saying.
Ah, there you go.
Yes, all right. Listen, we're going to ask you a question, and it's what is forecheck? What does that mean in hockey?
Forecheck. I don't know.
I don't think that's what it means.
Sorry,
dude. He was so excited for a minute.
KLOS, hello.
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 Hi, who's this?
Jameson.
That was a tough question. If you can answer this question, can you go to the Kings game tonight? And it's tonight.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Kevin,
all right.
Hit him.
What is a forecheck? What is that in hockey?
Forecheck is when the offense goes on attack.
Yeah, and the defensive end keeps him in their defensive end. Yes, well done.
Correct.
That is a forecheck, and you got four tickets.
Damn!
To see the LA Kings take on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you got yours for free.
Well done, dude.
Heck yeah. Nice.
Couple in a row from, Black Crows. Twofer from Black Crows. You know, you can see that performance on our...
on our YouTube, yeah.
Yep, go check that out right now. They played for us live, and you can see everything that happened there.
I saw a Reddit thread, people who like rain. Why?
Because we're intelligent folk, amazing humans.
And there were a bunch of people who answered. One is that it's an excuse to not go out and just chill.
That's true.
I'll bet that's a lot of people's reason for it.
Absolutely. I definitely smoked a lot more ganja this last couple days because of the rain.
This person says it makes outdoor locations less crowded.
That's very true, too.
Yes, except for you're not going to go there.
No, we do when we do have to go out. We're very happy that there's fewer people on the road.
I do have to tell you that the traffic coming in was better than a normal Tuesday.
Yep, because now, after the lockdown, the COVID and all that, people are used to working from home. So when this kind of thing comes up, there's a good excuse to just stay home and do it from home.
I bet a lot of people agree with this. The sound is very soothing.
Oh, my God, it's the best. I wake up at 2:30 in the morning and it's pouring rain and just roll over and go right the hell back.
Yeah, when you're asleep, I love it.
Yeah.
Unless it gets to be too much. And then you're like, come on, stop pounding my house.
When are boulders going to start coming down the hill because of this?
There's something inherently nice about the smell of rain.
There is.
Agreed.
Yeah, the desert, that's like I said, I used to love running around in the desert when I was a kid, and it smelled wonderful. Usually it smelled like dust.
This
terrible.
Is a Jekyll and Hyde answer. It's refreshing and otherworldly. Plus, it really grounds me and connects me with nature. Sometimes it's just a horrible nuisance.
Wow.
Same person. Here's somebody that says introverts love the rain.
I'm definitely an introvert. That's for sure. That's a fact.
Somebody else says, well, most obvious, it is good for the garden and it sends water back into the water table.
Yeah.
Enough rain for you to solve a drought.
Yeah.
That's not true. Important to you?
No, it is. It's great, but it's just, I don't care. I'm very excited. It's
also
awesome.
Pleasing on the ears.
Yeah.
Very good white noise.
Hell yeah. White noise. Exactly.
The smell, it's nice. Plus, I have migraines and when it's dim, it helps a lot. Mm. So the fact that it's just not bright.
Yes. I have eternally stoned or hungover eyes. So it's
you
nice.
Really do.
So this is much easier on my poor brain.
Lower Canary said, because Adele taught me to set fire to it.
How odd.
Rain's much nicer when you stop hunching over trying to avoid it. This is some good advice. You don't stay any drier that way. Right. Stand up straight and walk like normal.
Yes. Look at New York. Now, people in New York know how to deal with the rain. They're just like, oh, well, it's pouring. They're not like hunched over and all scared and running. They're just like, yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah, it's raining. Okay, so whatever.
Yep.
And here's my favorite, because rain makes corn and corn makes whiskey. Stuff flies by us at too fast a speed. Sometimes we don't pay attention.
Yeah, there's so much insanity and it's always coming at you 24/7 these days.
And you just dismiss stuff right and left and you don't really stop and pay the proper amount of attention to certain things.
Okay.
We bring you, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
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 Sorry. What?
What?
Pay close attention. Insanity coming your way.
Kilt clad man. Already in.
Yep.
There's a guy wearing a kilt.
He's out. He's in a kilt. He's Roman free.
Seen sticking antiques in his rectum. Cops say.
Not even just under the kilt, but actually in the kilt.
That is correct.
As it were.
He is a 60-year-old man in Texas.
Come on, man. You know better by now.
He was caught by surveillance footage in an antique shop.
Can you imagine you're on that footage doing that?
No, I can't.
What's the worst thing you've ever been filmed doing, Kevin? Was it stuffing things inside your bottom?
It was not,
in an antique shop?
I mean, I can't think of nothing comes to mind that I want to say. But I'm saying the guy's 60 years old.
Yep.
And here is some of the report on what he was doing in the antique shop and why he was doing
it. All right.
The man is seen from three different angles, placing antiques where the sun don't shine.
Where the sun don't shine.
From three different angles and cameras everywhere. Do you think he knew that?
I mean, of course you see them. They make it clear. Smile, you're on camera.
That's true.
So he's got it. Maybe it was something extra special for him.
Putting antiques. Now, these things
made it for like 80, 100 years, whatever.
Right.
You know, grandma had them. They were treasured.
Everything in that shop was treasured by somebody at one point or another.
Now they're going for $2.75, but at this point, I guess, burn them.
Less than that.
Set them on fire.
Thursday, February 8th was a normal day at this spring antique store. Until cameras caught the moment a customer in a kilt took a liking to certain items on the shelf.
I had to watch it a couple of times just to be sure that I knew what I was looking at.
I would think you wouldn't begin to.
This poor woman, this is the only woman that's interviewed for this story, and she really has a hard time with it.
Sure, because she's a big fan of all this stuff. It's really cool. I can't believe this product, this thing. I've been looking for one of these forever.
Let me just do this quickly.
Okay.
The following program contains adult language and subject matter.
Okay.
Your discretion advised.
And then also this.
A warning, some of what you're about to see and hear is explicit.
All right, let's hear her. Let's go back to her.
Okay.
Susan Golden has managed the 85,000 square foot shop for 20 years.
I've seen quite a few different things here. But not that.
Golden received a call from a dealer who sent her surveillance video of their section. Cameras show a man in a tank top and kilt grab a kitchen fork or spoon from a display.
No.
All right.
No.
Now, I want you to listen closely because it gets more interesting here.
Okay.
He then walks over to the other side. His hand stays behind him for a while. He's then seen placing the item back on the shelf.
Otherwise, when he put them back.
Hold on.
No, 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 no.
So we're not dealing with a thief.
Right.
We're dealing with a guy who took an antique, keistered it.
Keistered it.
And then replaced it on the shelf.
Well, I'm done with that.
What?
I just needed to have that inside there for a bit.
Do you think it's just people like you and me that get old and have no hope and just go like, I don't know, I'm just going
to... 60's not old.
I'm just going to F around with people.
Are you going to be 190 before you start cramming stuff in? And maybe, yes, we could decide to screw with people. But I don't...
I realized when he put them back that... he wasn't trying to steal them. He was doing other things with them.
He was.
Well, wait, like a fork?
Trying to do. Yes, one of them was a fork. Yeah, one of them was a paintbrush.
In another section, a closer look. He grabs another item, shoves it underneath the kilt, and puts it back.
Why?
Why?
In what world would you... Why would you... Remember at the other station we had the phantom pooper?
Yes.
Do you think it's just something that people...
think it's funny.
Would never expect or can't figure out? Do you think there's a... there's some two things that no one could figure out.
The phantom pooper, at least once a week, would poop on the floor. Yeah. Plenty of room in that little tiny...
Yeah.
It was a single, only one person in at a time.
So knew the reaction that they were going to get.
Yes.
But this guy's doing it sort of
sneakily. He had to have known there were cameras everywhere, though.
I guess.
He had to have known he was going to get recorded. And why, you know, why can't you just do that at home? You know, I mean, you
do what?
Need
well, you
got to
buy antiques so you can put them in and take them out?
And do they have to be antiques? There's a lot of questions for this
guy. We have a lot of
questions.
We need
to get a hold of this
that's
guy.
True.
The merchandise is valued at around $200. He was also accompanied by a female companion.
What? Wow, this just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
To those of you that single and don't think life is fair, that dude has a woman.
Employees say they were there for hours but didn't buy anything.
They were put back in the space that he got them.
Well, at least he put them back where they belong.
Listen to her continue to struggle.
There was no obvious markings.
That was very well said. Clearly she's been, I mean, she's probably having nightmares about this and thinking of how to word it.
I so am jealous of her.
It was reported to police. Officers told the store to call if he shows up again.
Yeah.
Golden found out the man's been spotted in other antique stores in Galveston and Tomball.
What?
She shared his photos throughout the area.
Good.
I hope he gets what he deserves. I don't really know, but all I know is he needs to be caught and stopped.
What do these other stores not notice? Wow! I'm going to burn all of the antiques at home that we have.
Slightly used antiques. Damn.
And there's another one coming up in a minute. It's a 2 for Tuesday with 2 from Radom.
I love that so much.
Kevin, did you enjoy your President's Day yesterday?
I did.
Did you have family over? Did you come out for the traditional President's Day dinner?
They didn't make it this year.
Oh.
No, but...
Do some president worshiping and then, like, bowing down before the images of the presidents?
Well, I mean, we lit candles.
Sure.
And, yeah.
Sure.
Sacrificed a lamb.
Oh, of course.
Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Like you do.
And we sat around the fire and talked, you know. Grandma warned us we shouldn't have a fire in the house since we didn't have a fireplace.
She doesn't
And the
know.
House did burn down.
Oh.
But we had a really good President's Day. I
it's
love
a shame.
Those. It's nice. By
it
the way,
nice.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but...
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
An Oklahoma judge who sent more than 500 texts during a murder trial resigns.
God. You know, you really kind of want them to pay attention.
I don't know why, but you really do think of judges as them.
I know why we think
and
that
us,
way. Yes.
Because we want them to be better than us.
And we've had a judge mad at both you and I.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
in
yelled
a
at us.
Very serious court case, was angry as hell and clearly is not texting anyone.
I was thrown off by that because I expected the judge to be yelling at everybody else, not me.
Or that we were.
Judges
at the
are
core
supposed
of it.
To be yelling.
What is wrong with you?
Order in the court.
There you go. That's my favorite thing. I need
I'm
going to
find you in contempt.
Ha!
That kind of stuff.
You got that down.
An Oklahoman judge agreed to step down Friday after she was caught sending hundreds of texts from the bench while overseeing a murder trial.
No big deal. Just a murder trial.
Yeah, wait a minute. What'd you say? Hold on. I'm talking to Barbie. You wouldn't believe this stuff.
District Judge Tracy Soderstrom.
Sucks.
Also agreed to not seek judicial office again in Oklahoma. But does that mean the other 49 states are fine? She had faced removal from the bench over accusations that included gross negligent of duty.
Gross negligence? She was even wearing a neglect gross
is the word I was looking I for. See, of I duty. Okay. Oppression in office? I don't know what that is.
Oppression in office.
Lack of proper temperament.
There you go. Well,
and failure to supervise her office.
They're like, because there's nothing on the books about don't be texting while you're a judge sitting on the bench over a murder trial.
I promise, she said, I promise to uphold the Constitution in a fair, even-handed, and efficient manner.
Oh, hold on a second. I just got this crazy text. Oh, it's a meme. You guys got to look at this.
She said, I believe I have done so. However, being human, I have also faltered.
Oh, man.
This is following an investigation that found that she
was a dingbat?
She was texting with her...
Yeah, who?
What's the guy that's in the court?
Oh, the bailiff?
The bailiff.
Right.
She was texting with the bailiff. She mocked prosecutors.
Oh, well, at least she's talking about the case.
Laughed at a bailiff's comment about a prosecutor's genitals.
I'm starting to like her more.
Praised the defense attorney.
Hey, man, he's hot. Did you notice that? Oh, wait.
And called the prosecutor's key witness a liar.
Wow.
During the murder trial.
Definitely impartial judge there.
They pulled security footage and actually watched her on her phone.
Wow.
And by the way, could have been worse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she could have been looking at porn. Right?
Yes. I guess I'm going to have to agree with that. The question on no one's mind, will Foreigner be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year? Oh, boy, I'm on pins and needles.
It might be in Foreigner's mind.
I suppose that's probably true.
Maybe.
It's a 2 for Tuesday, so you get another one from Foreigner here in just a minute. Try and guess what it is, and if you guess wrongly, you will be punished.
We are talking about texting the wrong people or getting in trouble with texting. And people are dumb. There was a judge in Oklahoma during a murder trial.
No less.
That texted 500 different times.
But at least she was talking about the trial, but she was talking about what, the bailiff was hot or something?
She, following an investigation that found she mocked prosecutors.
in a murder trial.
Wait, let me get to it. Included saying the prosecutor was, quote, sweating through his coat.
That's impartial.
The text described the defense attorney as, quote, awesome and asked, can I clap for her?
Ah, wow. Well, well said.
During the defense attorney's opening arguments, in all, Soderbergh sent more than 500 texts to her bailiff.
Oh, my God.
Wow, and then their bailiff made a crass and demeaning reference to the prosecuting attorney's genitals, and she sent a laughing... Genitals, sorry. And she sent a laughing face emoji. So let's talk about getting in trouble with your texts.
I mean, when I first started texting, I learned that I needed to be very careful to make sure that I see that first name, but make sure that who else is on the text.
Yes, very important.
Because sometimes it'll be 15 people that you don't want to know that, you know, we're going to go ahead
and
do that one really nasty thing tonight. You know, who knew?
Have you, I don't even know if I can.
Yeah, do it. Go.
Have you ever had lawyers read your text back to you and ask you what you meant?
No, I have not. And you have?
Oh, my God.
Talk to us, Freaky. Tell us.
I don't even know if I can
yes,
say
yes, you can. There's got to be a statute of limitations you're past now.
So, I forget the context.
Sure, okay.
And by the way, let's just remember for a second. In the 90s, it was the Wild West.
It sure was.
Pretty much anything goes. We would have gotten in trouble for everything we did in the 90s if we did it today.
Yeah, post-2001 yes. And on, yes. 90s so, were a crazy damn time.
Remembering that, there was a group text that I was really tired of being on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, what are we going to do? What's the topic? What's this going to be? And I finally just wrote back, my penis.
That's it. Just yes. The words, my penis.
I use the D word, but we're not allowed to say it on the air.
I gotcha.
And a lawyer sat in my house, came over to my house to
after
take my statement.
You sent that?
To make my statement and read that back to me and said, what did you mean by that?
I mean, what do you think I meant by it?
That's what I said.
You and I always respond the same way to authority.
I'm sorry, but I need to know what you meant. And I said, well, clearly it was a joke.
Right, because let's start with the business I'm in.
Right.
And the people I'm talking to.
Right.
So but anyway. Clearly, I just didn't care anymore. I wanted him to shut up.
Right. That's the point.
And did he
but
get it?
It doesn't come through on text.
No,
I took it seriously the whole time and left. Never said, I know I can see, but blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So you got in trouble with a text.
Maybe you sent it to the wrong person. Maybe you sent the picture to the wrong person.
I texted, quote, these are from BuzzFeed. I texted, quote, you are right. Kate doesn't shut up.
Oh, no. To Kate.
Into the group chat rather than the guy I meant to send it to.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yep.
You got to be so careful with that.
I texted my boss, do you want to come over after a night out? Her name was close to the person I was trying to actually hit up. The next morning, she texted, I don't think this was meant for me. Hope you had a good night.
Oh, well, that's a good boss, at least.
Yes.
So not showing up going, hey, I'm here. I'm the boss. You're going to do this and that.
And right then now. The ultimate, and I hope we have one of these today.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. You got in trouble with texts. Once, I accidentally sent a picture of my junk to my mother-in-law instead of my wife.
And she was at the door in minutes. Hey, what was going on?
Couldn't it have been a business associate? Why does it have to be mother-in-law?
Why couldn't it have been a nun? Anything but
your
the mother-in-law.
Wife's mom.
Anyone but her.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hey, what funny.
855-KLOS. Call now. You texted the wrong person, and it got you in trouble.
You didn't mean to send that photograph, and you did.
That's what we're talking about at KLOS. Hello.
Well, I accidentally, on purpose, sent a text to my friend that included me in the shower in a picture.
What do you mean include? You mean you meant to?
Accidentally, on purpose, yeah.
Yeah, so you sort of wanted to, but you wanted to do it appear like it was an accident.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Smart. Did it work?
Yes, it did.
Yay, well done. That's how you do it.
That's
you pretend.
How you do it.
Oh, I didn't mean to send this photo of that.
That wasn't that picture. Whoops. That makes me look really good wasn't for you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
That was for my private collection.
Right.
It wasn't me, but it was my ex-wife.
Let's hear it.
She texts me that I'll meet you at BJ's and we'll go to a hotel after. And she stated the time. And so I showed up at that BJ's at that time, and I ended up getting the house and about $70,000 of her pension.
Wow.
Because was the gentleman there?
The BJ's was already in progress.
Yep.
I like your question better.
And that was her boss where she went on business to Oklahoma, who actually ended up coming out here. But
wow. Is that what you call it? Business to Oklahoma?
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you, dude.
KLOS, hello.
So I sent my girlfriend a screenshot on my... of a picture of some lady's hand with like a ring, I believe. I don't remember what it was, on a bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I sent it to her. But when you get their message, you don't see like the outline of the screenshot. You just see like a picture. So when she got it, you know, she like immediately called me and I was pretty much in tears and was like, are you serious? And I was like, well, what's going on? And they're like, she was like, well, you sent me this picture of this lady's hand. And I was like, did you open the picture? And she was like, no, and I just looked at it. And then she opens it, and she's like, oh, my God, I honestly thought that you were over here cheating on me, and you sent me a picture of this woman.
Wow.
Wow, that's jumping to immediate conclusions.
Oh, yes.
Wait. I have to ask, were you?
No, actually,
right.
Wasn't.
Liar.
Just checking.
Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Your text got you in trouble. Talking about getting in trouble with texts. You sent them to the wrong person. You have a story like that?
There were two Vanessas a couple of years ago. And one of them I was having phone sex with on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Manhattan Beach.
Sure.
Saw a beautiful girl. A little bit upset, getting a bunch of stuff out of her trunk as she was moving. And she goes, God, I'm so sick of guys. This is ridiculous. You know, I'm moving out of this town and going somewhere else. And I go, well, what happened? And, you know, she says that some guy screwed her over. And I said, what changed? She goes, Vanessa. I go, okay, well, how about take you out to dinner tonight? And we'll talk about it a little bit more. She goes, sure, I'd love that. And she gives me her phone number. So I go to text the phone sex Vanessa, only it was the
Vanessa that you just met, not the phone sex Vanessa?
It turned out to be the girl I was supposed to go out on the date with who just told me she's sick of men. So I realized my mistake. I apologized by 10 texts over and over again. And needless to say, she never contacted.
Yeah, you never heard from her again.
Never put the two same names in the text. In your phone.
That's a good tip.
Well, at least you know you prove that men aren't absolute guys. Oh, hold on. Dude, thanks for calling, man. Thank you, dude.
KLOS, hello.
I had this heavyset friend named Heather, and I was texting my friend Chris at the same time I was texting Heather, and Chris was asking me who was it. And I texted what I thought was him back saying, "Oh, it's just Fat Heather."
Uh-oh. Oh man!
And then I realized I sent it to Heather, and then I just saw the dot 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 where she was reading and thinking, and she was about to write back, and then never wrote back.
Oh man! So she picked up the phone. She's gonna respond, and then she's like, "Screw it! This guy can go to hell.
Forget this guy."
Thanks, dude. Thank you.
That's lovely. KLOS, hello.
My mother has texted me. And it was a sexually
What
did it say? What?
It was something along the lines of, it felt so good when you f***ing.
Oh! And it wasn't about something else somehow?
No, because she was trying to text her boyfriend or something.
Oh.
And I replied like, "Mom, stop." Like, no. And then it continued.
What?
She was like, "Yeah, I was so or something," and it was just terrible. It was the worst text I've ever gotten from my mother.
Man, did you end up, you know, following it up? How was your mom in bed? I mean, give us five.
You know what this means? It's time to wash your car. Wait, is that what it means?
I don't think so.
So he's confused.
We are doing, the theme today is RIP rock stars.
There are too many of our artists that have already passed away, and it blows. And I don't think this is going to be able to, we can't contain this in just one day.
No, probably not.
So at least 2 days, starting right now. And I thought it would be nice to start off with Lemmy, little Motorhead. But what do you got? Your favorite artist who has passed?
818-955-KLOS.
Kind of a twofer. A lot of requests for Tom Petty, of course. And I thought it would make it appropriate to do the last DJ. You know, sort of a twofer.
We're doing Give Me Five RIP Rock Stars.
Tom Petty there, and the last DJ, that for Jim Ladd. So that's kind of a twofer. It's sort of cheating. A lot of people are suggesting Tom Petty.
Yep.
This is going to have to go on at least a couple of days.
Yeah, I think so, too. We have too many.
Yeah. Hello, KLOS.
How you doing? I'd like to probably hear Tom Petty. I was listening to Tom Petty. Wow, it's a
skipped your mind.
I'll have what you're having.
I'm thinking of him. Major Tom to
David Bowie.
Thank you.
Oh, Gary Wright was a bit of a shock just recently. It's RIP Artists on KLOS.
And we have Ronnie from Simi wants to hear this next artist.
Jimmy. Got it, Ronnie.
Hello, KLOS.
Can you play anything by Chris Cornell?
Perfect suggestion for Gimme Five today.
Who's this?
This is Brittany Collison. I actually do a Chris Cornell tribute.
Nice. All right, let's do you some Chris on KLOS.
Thank you.
Nice way to wrap up our RIP rock stars for today. Clearly, we're going to have to do this again tomorrow.
All right.
So many great suggestions. Also, perfect with the weather. Just nice and depressing, isn't
yeah,
it?
No kidding.
Just look outside. By the way, I'm sorry we didn't get to Mike Dolan's suggestion. He wanted this for you, Kevin. Gordon Lightfoot, Wreck of the Edmund
That's
Fitz
a shame,
show.
Because I do love that song so much.
Well, maybe we'll play it tomorrow.
Nope. No time. I wish we had time tomorrow as well. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for what we learned in shopping for antiques. A dude went into antique shops in Texas, keistered some items.
Under his kilt.
Yes. Not to steal them, though.
Nope.
He put them back on the shelf for others to buy.
So listen, when you're in an antique shop, if you happen to, for whatever reason, sniff one of the antique products and you find that's an odd smell.
Maybe go in with a black light.
Maybe just don't buy it if it smells weird.
Right. And we talked about getting in trouble with texting because a judge who was on a murder trial got fired because she sent 500 texts during that trial.
She was laughing and joking and have a big old time.
Making fun of some of the lawyers.
Yep.
Can't do that. We had a dad sent his stepson a picture of His mom's boob.
His stepmom's boobs.
So, don't
and he
do that.
Kid was like, "Hey, I like this new mom. I need her phone number, please." All right, I'm out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Ireland.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. You know what we do have is tickets for a brand new thing. It's Thursday, February 29th at 7:45 p.m., which is a week from Thursday.
Right.
We are doing a new thing with the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers called the Blue Shirt Comedy Night.
Oh, this is where you have some comedians in, and you're going to be hosting it. Is
I'm
going right?
to be hosting nice. It with Frazier Smith. We're going to be there a week from Thursday, February 29th at 7:45. Already confirmed are Carlos Mencia, Tom Arnold, and Kira Saltanovich.
Nice. Wow.
So we're going to continue adding people to that as well. If you'd like to go, you can be caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS, and you'll win a pair of tickets.
Call that Taylor Williamson friend of yours and ask him what the hell. Help him ring Betty as well. All right, so if you can go next Thursday, what's the 818-955-KLOS caller 25 right this second? Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Carlos.
Carlos, you're caller 25.
Oh, wow, man. I never win anything.
You just got tickets to join me at the Laugh Factory, which is a week from Thursday, February 29th, Leap Day, I believe, at 7:45 p.m. for a comedy night with Carlos Mencia and Tom Arnold and Kira Saltanovich and more.
Carlos, you're going to go see Carlos.
Wow, that sounds great, bro. I appreciate that, man. You guys are the greatest.
George Harrison released his eighth self-titled album on this day in rock in 1979. The sequel to Death Wish, cleverly titled Death Wish 2, was released in the USA on this day in rock 1982 with a soundtrack by Jimmy Page. Sinead O'Connor and Public Enemy skipped the Grammy Awards on this day in rock in 1991. Public Enemy said it was because the rap award wasn't televised, and Sinead said they mostly respect material gain, and yet she won the Grammy that year.